'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house was a screaming, yelling banshee with a knife in one hand and an eggnog in the other. So it must be a Femon Christmas. And there'll be a lot of men this time of year, especially husbands, going through hell right about now. You see, Femons create stress for men everywhere. It's just a lot higher this time of year. And that's to say the Christmas dinner goes wrong or something goes wrong at Christmas. It won't be the Femon's fault. It's always somebody else's. Femons don't look inward and say, "Oh, just a minute, maybe I should have done that differently." They just blame the nearest person to them, and that's usually a man. Or more now these days, a simp. And I see there's a country that people are supposed to hate because their laws are slightly different, and they're stopping Femons from going into higher education. Well, I don't know, maybe they took a look at the Western world and Europe and everything and realized that higher education for years and years it costs loads of money just isn't worth it. Or maybe they've seen how the Femons have been given a silver and gold spoon to get into everything without even really trying, and broken the places they're in, and turned it all into all about them and wokeness, which of course as always fails. But it's not their fault. They'll move on and do the same again somewhere else, and never once consider the problem is them. Femons don't seem to have self-reflection like men do. Men see some problems in them. They correct them, which makes them a better person as they go forward. But Femons just blame somebody else. That's why they've been driving for over 50 years or more, and they still can't park. Of course, not all of them, but a lot of them. Because they won't accept the fact they have space awareness problem. Why do you think cars were fitted with parking sensors? How many Femon drivers regularly check the oil and water in their cars? Or even the tire pressures? Well, of course, they have lights for that now. So I was working at this college that all the children and everything and the people had gone, of course. And it's quite an uppity school where I was. And I went into this very large toilet, or washroom if you call it that. And there was a very big basket beside the toilet with Always and Tampax in there. These obviously are free to the Femons in this college. And it kind of almost made me feel as though I wanted a period, just so I could use them for free. But it does demonstrate how privileged Femons are. No freebies in this toilet area for men or boys. And it does make you laugh that when Femons say they're oppressed, when they're all victims, is a bit of a joke, isn't it? And of course, us real men all know that you're not supposed to criticize a Femon. Because that would be mansplaining, of course. Man would make you misogynistic. If you don't believe me, try criticizing the Femon you're with right now. See how that goes. When Femons want to get into a physical type job, they lower the standards of a pass. When a Femon commits a crime like a man, she gets half the jail time a man would get. Then you could use this scenario all the time, couldn't you? There's so many of them. And it all points to Femons being the privileged, entitled, not the oppressed and victims. Generally speaking, it's man that's the victim, because he's the one who always pays at the end of the day, one way or the other. Men have always had a heavy cross to bear. He not only has to take the responsibility of the world's problems and try and sort them out, but he has to take the responsibility of Femon's problems too. Because for some reason, it's his fault as well. And let's face it, Femons aren't going to take responsibility for themselves, are they? I mean, the poor things are so oppressed. But there's one thing about this Christmas that may be good. Femons are 85% of the shoppers in the world. And maybe this Christmas, a lot more of them are spending their money instead of the man's money. Well, it should be, because they're all strong and independent and empowered now. Yeah, right, guys. Told you. It's all about deflection with Femons. Lies and deceit is their main game. They make good scammers, guys. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.